This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where when you're talking about breaking news, that involves telling you stuff that you haven't heard already. And since almost no one actually watched the Oscars last night, I can give you a bunch of news. Not all of it is bad, but most of it is, about the Oscar ceremony last night. This is breaking news. A headline under what's called Deadline Hollywood. Last night's 93rd Academy Awards had the lowest ratings ever. Oscars ratings crashed to an all-time low. Viewership falls under 10 million people. That's for the first time ever. You blame the pandemic for that, or is it something else? We will get to that, and we will get to this outrageous case of people on the left trying to distort U.S. history about the Battle of Wounded Knee. And I know you're used to hearing it described as the Wounded Knee Massacre. Okay, it's not right to call something a massacre when there are American soldiers, and a bunch of them, who die in combat and are severely wounded in combat. We will get to that issue as well, because I don't think, even though there's a popular book, popular song called Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, we shouldn't bury the truth at Wounded Knee, and we won't. Nor should we shrink from confronting the issue of racism, which, of course, is a huge issue, and it's a huge reality in America. America is not purged of racism, but we are vastly better than we were 50 years ago. I'd say we're vastly better than we were 20 years ago in terms of basically moving beyond racial distinctions being all important. But for some people, well, like Ben Crump. Ben Crump is an attorney who likes to travel from city to city. He represented the family of the late George Floyd. He represented the family of the late Michael Brown, I believe. When there are victims who are people of color and who have perished in some kind of confrontation with the police, Ben Crump is usually there. And there's a new name that we're all going to learn. This is Andrew Brown. Andrew Brown is was facing a warrant for his arrest based on drug issues, actually. And Andrew Brown, 42, was killed as deputies from the Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office down in North Carolina attempted to serve the warrants at his home in Elizabeth City. That was on last Wednesday. Details of what led to the shooting have not been released by authorities. Deputies were serving warrants related to felony drug charges when the shooting occurred. Now, I'm not intimately familiar with every detail of North Carolina law, but I'm pretty sure that when you're talking about felony drug charges, you're talking about not just being a drug user, but being a drug dealer. And the attorney Ben Crump said this at the North Carolina Pasquotank, North Carolina Sheriff's Office about the body camera footage that apparently is available. This is clip 18.
All we gotta say to the sheriff is, don't say no more. Just show the video.
Right.
Yeah. Don't say no more.
Just show the video.
Don't say no more.
Just show the video.
Don't say no more.
Just show the video.
Don't say no more.
Okay, obviously at some point I think they will and they should show the video. Andrew Brown, by the way, is described as a father of seven. And Keith Rivers, president of the Pasquotan County branch of the NAACP, demanded the sheriff's resignation if the footage isn't released. Let us see what is on those tapes. He said, you have an obligation to this family. And concerning this case, where very few of the details are known so far about Mr. Brown or about what actually happened or what allegedly happened or any of it, that didn't stop Angela Rye, commentator for CNN and NPR, making comments generally about police officials. This is clip 17.
Systemic racism isn't something that you get to cherry pick and decide when you want to apply it. It means the system at its core is rotten. It means that it has to be reimagined and revisited, as Karen Bass talked about earlier in the show, who also is a champion and a hero on this issue with having the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act pass the House twice. What is incumbent upon, I think, especially people who are perpetuators of said system, is to understand that it's not just my experience. It's not just me being emotional. There is literally trauma that I carry in my body. I encourage you all to read a book called My Grandmother's Hands by Rezma Menakem, who talks about how we carry trauma in our bodies. White body supremacy, black body trauma, and police body trauma. It is not fair for us to allow for police officers to shoot and kill because they have an irrational fear of a black person or a person of color.
Okay, what's so outrageous about this is I mentioned before that case in L.A. where there was a guy who had Satan 666 on his car and a bunch of other stuff scribbled on his car and came out wearing a bulletproof vest and was doing a countdown after he had rammed his car into a police car. The guy was not black. He was white. Were the police irrational to fear when he started counting them down and he was concealing his hand behind his back as if he had a gun and he was going to shoot? Was that irrational? I'm sure the entire thing is going to be investigated. The police officers are going to be suspended. It's not what any police officer wants. And the fear of people who may be resisting arrest, who are involved in some kind of confrontation, who have a known criminal record, the fear of people is not always irrational. And Lindsey Graham was asked yesterday on Fox, is America a racist country systemically? Senator Graham said this, clip 10.
Senator, is there systemic racism in this country in policing and in other institutions?
No, not in my opinion. We just elected a two-term African-American president. The vice president is of African-American Indian descent. So our systems are not racist. America is not a racist country. Within every society, you have bad actors.
Okay, that's entirely correct. And the best answer to that, Senator Graham, is, look, to be a systemically racist country, you'd have to say that racism is built into our system of government. Actually, what we have built in is laws against racism. Since 1964, actually since 1954 in schooling, but for years now, racism has been against the law. Does it take a long time and a lot of law and a lot of effort to root out racism? Sure it does. What about racism against Native Americans and an alleged Native American massacre? We will get to that and to more. 1-800-955-1776 on The Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
That phrase may sound shrill or alarmist, but it's not.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, Attorney General of the United States, the Honorable Merrick Garland, who is off to a very high profile, I would say energetic start as the new Attorney General. He had already offered an investigation, ordered an investigation by the Justice Department about policing in Minneapolis. That obviously, given the outcome of the Chauvin trial and the ongoing upcoming trial of the other three officers who were there, part of the George Floyd killing, and then the recent shooting in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, even though that's a different police department, that is happening. It was not a surprise, I think, to anyone that there is now also a federal investigation of the Louisville Police Department. After that news was announced this morning, there was a press conference involving the mayor and involving the chief of police. And I was particularly struck by how well the new chief of police, her name is Erica Shields, comported herself. I think she did a very good job in welcoming the investigation and talking about why it's important and talking about some of the realities that cops face and some of the challenges that she faces as a chief of police in a predominantly, well, it's not predominantly, it's a city with a very large black community and a high percentage of black population. Do we have Chief Shields ready to go, Jeremy? Yep, okay. She was just appointed a couple of months ago, the chief of police, succeeding an interim chief of police who was, in fact, African-American. And, of course, the reason Louisville is so much a focus here is because the Breonna Taylor case, which is one of those cases where I think that will have a long-term and probably national impact. Because what happened there is they were executing a no-knock warrant. And they were aiming at the wrong place. There was a former boyfriend of Breonna Taylor, apparently, who did have a criminal record, was involved in the drug trade. She herself was not, and they went through a no-knock warrant. The police say they shouted out, "We're the police, please open up." The survivor of that shooting, who actually shot back at the police when they broke in, he shot first, said no, there was no warning. And most of the neighbors, there was one neighbor who said they heard the police giving a warning. And this is a point that the chief of police in Louisville, again, her name is Erica Shields, she was talking about the challenge that police departments have now in recruiting officers, because there is so much resentment, particularly in minority communities. And, of course, communities and police departments like Louisville want minority officers. And this is what Chief Shields had to say about one of the challenges she faces in policing right now. Listen.
I think that the police have not enjoyed their job, right? And so they understand that whatever we've been doing isn't working. And they want clear line of sight on how can we be successful? How can policing be enjoyable again? What do we have to do to get this right? And I think that when you, in this particular situation, when you have the DOJ coming in and providing pointed feedback, resources, and assistance, it only shores up what we're already working on. We're already working on this. But this is like a force multiplier on steroids coming in. It's not, I really believe that the hardest part for LMPD has been navigated. And they're now in a space where they realize and they see they have to change. They want to be proud of their job, of the work they're doing. They want the community to be proud of them. And so let's get there. And I don't look at this as something that's beating up on them. This is police departments, especially if you're in a city, you're going to have things just often are not going to go well, and sometimes they just go awful. And it's like anything else. Are you going to lay down, or are you going to pick up and say, you know what, I'm going to do what I need to do to come out on top? And that's what we're doing.
If that doesn't at least resonate to some extent with you out there, I don't know what's wrong with you. I mean, I think that what she is talking about is human, is patriotic, is sympathetic and appropriate, and good for Chief Erica Shields of Louisville in responding that way to the new federal investigation. And I hope they go forward. And Louisville is a city I actually like a lot, and good for her. And good for somebody else who we haven't heard that much from since she left Congress. Tulsi Gabbard, remember her? Former congresswoman from Hawaii. She has left Congress. She was a Democratic candidate for president. She has a lot of controversial views on foreign policy, but she also seems to be an independent voice and a welcome voice, at least to me, on the issue of race. This is clip 12 from Tulsi Gabbard. Listen.
Please, please let us stop the racialization of everyone and everything. It's racialism. We are all children of God and are therefore family in the truest sense, no matter our race or ethnicity. This is aloha, and this is what our country and the world need. For the mainstream propaganda media and politicians, they want us to constantly focus on our skin color and the skin color of others because it helps them politically or financially. Aloha means respect and love for others. It's what enables us to see beyond our skin color and see the soul, the person within. So let's do our best to cultivate this aloha in our hearts and see and treat others through this prism of love, not through the prism of race and ethnicity. Please let us not allow ourselves to be led down this dark and divisive path of racialism and hate.
Okay, that, it seems to me, is a message that more Americans should hear. Especially, Tulsi Gabbard qualifies as a woman of color because she is part Samoan on her father's side, I believe it is. But we need to hear more of that, and we need to hear the truth about an issue involving Native Americans and the U.S. Cavalry coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not going to play political games.
Vice President Kamala Harris's reaction when asked in New Hampshire about going down to the U.S.-Mexico border. Harris is meeting with the president of Guatemala virtually as the White House continues to struggle with the surge of illegal immigration. Daniel Garza is the president of the Libra Group, which is based down in Texas and deals with immigration. He tells Fox News,
like all other Americans, we're frustrated as to what's going on. During the campaign, candidate Biden talked about the border border issue like he had all the answers, and he gets into office, and it turns out his strategy was not being Trump. That's not a good strategy.
More than 5 million Americans haven't shown up to get their second COVID-19 vaccination dose. The 5 million people account for roughly 8% of those who have received the first dose of the two-shot vaccines. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved show, every once in a while there is an example of media bias that is just so egregious and so shameful that I think you need to call attention to it. I mean, you could do this every day, every day, every day, but I like to reserve my fire, you'll pardon the expression, for those cases where it's just glaring and unforgivable. And that's the case with a piece in the New York Times, America's Journal of Record, as it's called. It's by a reporter named Mark Waller, Mark Walker, who has to know that he is distorting the truth in a profound way. The headline for the piece is Native Americans Put U.S. to Strip Medals Awarded for Wounded Knee Massacre. Okay, there are a lot of words in here that would get your attention immediately just in the headline. Medals, Wounded Knee Massacre, that's pretty dramatic. And he writes, on December 29th, 1890, along the Wounded Knee Creek on the Pine Ridge Reservation in the southwest corner of South Dakota, the U.S. Army killed hundreds of unarmed members of the Lakota Sioux tribe, including many young women and children. And the aftermath of one of the bloodiest acts of violence against Native Americans by federal forces, the government looked into the conduct of the troops of the 7th Cavalry and decided to award 20 Medals of Honor, the nation's highest military commendation, to soldiers involved in the massacre. Now members of the tribe are stepping up a long-running pressure campaign to have these medals rescinded, saying that the government should recognize the atrocity for what it was and take a step that could help heal the historical wounds of that day. This is outrageous and wrong. First of all, the headline, it says Native Americans push U.S. Actually, the push is being led by Elizabeth Warren, who is not a Native American. I'm sorry, she isn't. She determined she was 1,600th Native American. I mean, it's very, very distant. She is, I am sure, less Native American than Joe Biden. But leave that as it may. She and Senator Merkley of Oregon, who's never claimed to be Native American, are leading this push in the U.S. Senate. And what's outrageous about it, and this New York Times piece, and the reason that I'm so harsh to it, is they actually talk about unarmed members of the Lakota Sioux tribe, including many women and children. Look, this has been extraordinarily well documented. There are lots and lots of books. There are lots and lots of research studies. There actually was a review of the battlefield that was ordered by President Harrison because there were some civilian casualties. But most of the people who were killed on the Indian side of things were warriors who fired at least 50 shots at federal troops before those troops fought back. This is a subject that I go into in some depth in my book, The 10 Big Lies About America. And one of the big lies about America, the first one that I write about, is America was founded on genocide against Native Americans. And look, this is a point where, honest to goodness, no one can plausibly contradict me. And I write that the encounter at South Dakota's Wounded Knee Creek on December 29, 1890, has become a famous symbol of white brutality against Indians, not because it was in any sense the worst of such incidents, but largely because it was the last of them. And there were a couple of bands of Indians who were traveling with their families, and the warriors were extensively armed, and they were expert shots, by the way. They had good weapons that they had gotten, and they knew how to use them. And the result of the firing on both sides was, and the entire purpose of the firing was, the Indians began firing because the federal troops had surrounded them and wanted to take their arms. The whole point was to try to ensconce the Indians in a reservation, and which they had agreed to. They had actually agreed to do that by treaty, and then there were these bands that weren't doing it. Now, that certainly would have been no justification at all for the federal troops to come in guns blazing, but they didn't. And none of the Indian eyewitnesses ever said that they did. And one of the proofs against the way the New York Times covers the story, and it's remarkable, is that there were a great many American soldiers of the people who were there who died in battle, including some of the people who received medals of honor. The estimate is that the total strength of the 7th Cavalry that was there was 490. And they were dealing with at least 120 Indian warriors, much lower number. But they were also accompanied by about 200 women and children. Among the federal troops, there were 31 who were killed in action, 33 severely wounded, including losing parts of their body and arms, legs, shot in the eye. And among the people who got the Medal of Honor that they now want to strip of this honor were Private Joshua Hartsog, a private in the artillery who rescued the commanding officer who was wounded and carried him out of range of hostile guns at Wounded Knee. Sergeant Bernhard Jetter, cavalry. He distinguished bravery at Wounded Knee for, quote, killing an Indian who was in the act of killing a wounded man of B troop. Sergeant George Lloyd, cavalry, bravery, especially having been severely wounded through the lung at Wounded Knee. First Sergeant Jacob Troutman, cavalry, killed a hostile Indian at close quarters, and although entitled to retirement from service, remained to close the campaign at Wounded Knee. Sergeant James Ward, cavalry, continued to fight after being severely wounded at Wounded Knee. Musician John Clancy twice voluntarily rescued wounded comrades under fire from the enemy. First Lieutenant John Chowning Gresham, cavalry, voluntarily led a party into a ravine to dislodge Sioux Indians consumed therein. He was seriously wounded during this action. And it goes on. Now, imagine you're part of the family of these guys. And you're proud of the fact that you have somebody who won a Medal of Honor. And you could also take pride in the fact that the investigation that was ordered by the president, because there were women and children who were caught in the crossfire and some were killed deliberately, but the investigation that was conducted, including press investigations, did not find that this was a deliberate massacre. And I am based on a book called The Last of the Sioux Nation. It's by a historian at Yale named Utley. And it was written in 1963. And I think this is extraordinarily important. We will get to that. What did the Court of Inquiry find that was convened to take a look at this? And what about Major General Nelson A. Miles, who was the overall commander, who also, by the way, was an honorable commander? The idea that they want to go back and strip the nation's highest award from people who were wounded in action or killed in action, it's a shame. We will get to that and more. Also, the secrets to happiness in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Medved Show, one of the surprising parts of this whole discussion of the Wounded Knee Massacre, some 131 years after it happened, is that it's become nonpartisan because, again, we have been so brutalized and hit again and again and again. It's a horribly racist nation. We are guilty, guilty, guilty. And particularly in terms of treatment of Native Americans. And by the way, lots that's wrong, lots that was pointed out. Nelson Miles, the general in chief, and I dug this out because I remember him from having written about this history, being somebody who was sympathetic to the Native American cause. And he sent a telegram from Rapid City, South Dakota. This is literally 10 days before the Battle of Wounded Knee, what now we call the Wounded Knee Massacre. It was a very one-sided battle, but it was a battle in which, as I mentioned before, 33 Americans gave their lives, including some who... and this is not to say that the Native Americans who were there, the Hunkpapa Sioux who were there, were not Americans. Of course, they were Native Americans. They didn't see themselves as part of or subject to or loyal to the U.S. government. The 7th Cavalry did. And on December 19, 1890, and I found this fascinating, Nelson Miles, the general-in-chief who had rebuked some of his troops for going too far and striking back at the Sioux in order to disarm them. He said, the difficult Indian problem cannot be solved permanently at this end of the line. It requires the fulfillment of Congress of the many treaty obligations that the Indians were entreated and coerced into signing. They signed away a valuable portion of their reservation, and it is now occupied by white people for which they have received nothing. They understand that ample provision would be made for their support. Instead, their supplies have been reduced, and much of the time they have been living on half and two-thirds rations. Their crops, as well as the crops of the white people, for 2 years have been almost total failures. The dissatisfaction is widespread, especially among the Sioux, while the Cheyennes have been on the verge of starvation and were forced to commit depredations to sustain life. These facts are beyond question, and the evidence is positive and sustained by thousands of witnesses. So no one is arguing or could possibly argue that the United States government was blameless. But as for the troops who were there, 6 days after the battle, President of the United States, Benjamin Harrison, ordered a full court of inquiry into the conduct of the 7th Cavalry troops, which is amazingly fast when you think about it. It's just 6 days. That's in response, in view of the remote location of the incident in South Dakota at the time, and the slow communications of the time. Even before the inquiry concluded its work, Major General Nelson Miles sharply rebuked his officers, noting the shocking toll of, yes, women and children. Despite exculpatory accounts from the three reporters on the scene, much of the press instinctively denounced the troops in similar terms. In the words of historian Robert Utley, the papers, quote, vented outrage on a regiment that, thirsting for revenge since the Little Bighorn, had wantonly slaughtered gentle Indians and had found particular glee in butchering helpless women and children. But the court of inquiry eventually cleared the soldiers, noting Major Whitside's uncontradicted sworn testimony that the Indians fired at least 50 shots before the troops returned fire. In the 1963 book, The Last Days of the Sioux Nation, Utley reached similar conclusions. After painstakingly compiling a moment-by-moment account of the incident and its context, by the way, it's fascinating to read, Utley concludes, it is time that Wounded Knee be viewed for what it was, a regrettable, tragic act of war that neither side intended. In other words, if Wounded Knee constitutes the leading illustration of what HBO called the government's, quote, systemic campaign to exterminate American Indians, then the entire case for genocide stands exposed in all its mendacious and embarrassing flimsiness. And there's this. Part of the pressure that is being mobilized by Elizabeth Warren and others to strip these soldiers, now long-dead soldiers, their medals of honor, comes from Bernard Rodriguez, who is a tribal council representative of the Wounded Knee District of the Ogallala Sioux Tribe. He says, I want them to know and to understand that this would be the same thing as giving a Medal of Honor to the Nazis of Auschwitz. Okay, first of all, you don't give Medals of Honor to non-Americans, to the enemy. And this was not Auschwitz. People weren't being gassed or worked to death in some kind of work camp or concentration camp. And in 1990, the descendants of the Native Americans killed and injured during the Wounded Knee massacre, this is the New York Times again, received an apology from Congress after lawmakers approved a resolution expressing deep regret for the Army's actions. The resolution did not provide reparations for the descendants of or declare the remote site a national monument as the Wounded Knee Survivors Association had requested. In other words, there are already demands for reparations in addition to renaming it not Wounded Knee Battlefield, but Wounded Knee Massacre Site. They're pointing out that Senator John Thune, Representative of South Dakota, and Governor Kristi Noem, both of whom, by the way, are potential presidential candidates in 2024, they haven't commented on this yet. But the Republican State Senate in South Dakota, again, trying so hard, I think, to stay on the right side of this racial consciousness that we have right now, that Tulsi Gabbard was talking about, everything is race, race, race. The Republican State Senate in South Dakota allowed a bill to pass, or resolution to pass, asking Congress to investigate. And boy, you can just imagine, with Elizabeth Warren leading the way, how detailed that investigation will go in terms of the Medals of Honor received by these troops of the 7th Cavalry so long ago. Okay, coming up, we're going to be speaking about happiness. Can you actually wish for happiness? Sure, most people do. But will wishing for happiness help you get it? The answer, says Arthur Brooks, is no. He's teaching at Harvard, and following a prior interest he did with his great book, Our Gross National Happiness, on what are the keys to making you happy. Now, making you happy has an impact on your physical well-being and your mental well-being as well. We will get into that. We will also get into the Oscar ceremony last night, which is, I tweeted out a comment on it after the ceremony, which is, I think the one thing you have to say is they picked the right venue. What venue was it? It's a train station. It was Union Station in L.A. It's a railroad station. And a railroad station is the perfect location if what you're going to do is be producing a train wreck. That's what they did. It was a extraordinary, and which went against everything that people remember of Once Upon a Time about loving movies. And I'm not saying that Nomadland, which was the big winner for Best Picture and Best Actress and Best Director, I'm not saying that Nomadland was a bad picture. I think it was a terrific picture. But, again, why market depression? And we have a tweet of the day regarding the Oscars and Chuck Schumer, who is praising plant-based beer. Now, if somebody would explain to me, please send me an email or call or something. Is there any beer that isn't plant-based? I mean, hops, malts, barley? Those are all plants, aren't they? I think they are, all across this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.